Hey, how's it going, guys? Welcome to practice spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily。今天的对话仍然是上司和员工之间的对话。在今天的对话当中，你会听到这样几句话。We are on a pretty tight schedule. A few of the graphic designers are a bit behind in their work. Given that your colleagues are working so hard on this project, I suppose we could change that deadline to Monday morning. I know you have a tight schedule, so I won't take up more of your time.OK, 我们看第一句话。We're on a pretty tight schedule. 这里 a tight schedule 表示时间很紧，行程紧凑。A tight schedule. A pretty tight schedule 就是行程非常的紧，时间很紧张。We're on a pretty tight schedule 意思是我们的时间很紧张。第二句。A few of the graphic designers are a bit behind in their work. A few of 表示几个，少许。Graphic designers 表示图像设计师。A bit behind in their work 意思是他们的工作进度有一点滞后。比如说 I'm behind in my work. 我的工作进度落后了。I'm behind in my work. 所以这句话 A few of the graphic designers are a bit behind in their work. 有几个图像设计师工作进度有点滞后。下面 Given that your colleagues are working so hard on this project, I suppose we could change that deadline to Monday morning.Given that, 表示考虑到鉴于。Colleagues, 表示同事。Work so hard, 表示工作努力。Suppose, 在这里表示认为。Deadline, 表示截止日期。所以 Given that your colleagues are working so hard on this project, I suppose we could change that deadline.To Monday morning.
鉴于你们的组员工作都相当卖力，我想我们可以把交稿期限延迟到下下个周一。在这句话的翻译当中呢，是根据原文来翻译的，所以我们需要听读全文才可以翻译出来。最后一句
I know you have a tight schedule, so I won't take up more of your time.
我们刚刚学到了A tight schedule 表示时间很紧，行程紧凑。我知道你的时间很紧张。
So I won't take up more of your time.
所以我就不占用你的时间了。
I know you have a tight schedule, so I won't take up more of your time.
Okay, now let's listen to the dialogue. Emily,Could you stay a few extra minutes to discuss your project with me?
Sure, we're on a pretty tight schedule, but we should be able to finish it just on time. Are all of your team members on schedule? A few of the graphic designers are a bit behind in their work because of computer problems.How have they decided to deal with that? They've agreed to work overtime until it's finished. They've even decided to come in on the weekend. That's true dedication. I'm impressed. When is it due? We agreed that the deadline was next Friday.
Right. Well,Given that your colleagues are working so hard on this project,
I suppose we could change that deadline to Monday morning. I won't have time to look over it on the weekend anyway.
That'd be very helpful. An extra weekend is all they really need. Thanks.
That's all right. Make sure everyone knows that we must stick to the new deadline.
I will.
I know you have a tight schedule, so I won't take up more of your time. Have a good evening.
You too. See you tomorrow.
Okay, that's pretty much for today. 如果您想参与本期节目的跟读版本以及语音打分，欢迎您关注我们的微信公众号“英语主播 Emily”。在公众号里回复“节目”两个字就可以加入，或者您也可以关注我们的抖音号“英语主播 Emily”。获取更多英语内容。I'm Emily, I'll see you next time. Bye bye.